Welcome back to day 12 of the 21 Days of Calm. Today we're going to practice letting go. Letting go is, for most of us, a particularly difficult thing. As we've been discussing, our tendency is to grasp onto things, people, ideas, and desires. So letting go kind of feels like releasing control or giving up. It's the last thing we want to do. We cling to anger, regret, opinions, possessions, and our youth. But is fighting to hold on to that which happened in the past, is temporary, changing, or out of our control really useful? Are we really giving up something by letting go? Or are we actually gaining something? Two traveling monks reached a river where they met a young woman. Wary of the strong current, she asked if they could carry her across. The first monk hesitated, but the second quickly picked her up onto his shoulders, transported her across the water, and put her down on the other bank. She thanked him and departed. As the monks continued on their way, the first one was brooding and preoccupied. Finally, unable to hold his silence, he spoke out. "Brother, our spiritual training teaches us to avoid contact with women, but you picked that one up on your shoulders and carried her." "Brother," the second monk replied, "I set her down on the other side long ago, while you are still carrying her." Letting go of our opinions, our anger, or anything we cling to doesn't mean we're giving up or giving in. Holding on to things that happened in the past, grudges or thought patterns that don't actually serve us, actually imprisons us. There are people who can't let go of things that happened 30 years ago, reliving scenarios as though they were happening today. And then there are those of us who can't let go of thoughts. They race through our minds like a bullet train, keeping us awake as we're trying to sleep. The more we're able to let go, the more free we become. So let's practice a meditation on letting go. Start by finding yourself a quiet place to sit where you won't be disturbed, either on a cushion with your legs crossed or on a chair with your feet flat on the floor. Sit comfortably with a straight back and close your eyes. Bring your attention to your body and relax. As you become more and more still, place your focus on the breath. Notice how it draws into your body and as it leaves your body. With each out-breath, let your body become heavy, sinking deeper into your chair or cushion. If your breath is long, that's fine. If it's short, that's fine. If it's deep, if it's shallow, let go of any desire for it to be a certain way. You don't have to place any effort. Allow the breath to happen as it happens. Connect with the very beginning of the inhale and sustain your attention through the duration of the breath. Release and let go, over and over. Each time the mind wanders, just notice it and gently bring it back to your breath. Bring a freshness to the breath. Each time you inhale, it's a new moment. Each time you exhale, let that moment go. Breathe into this moment. Let go of the next. Breathe into this moment. Let go of the next. Each time you notice a thought, or perhaps a story about the thought, bring your awareness to it. If it's a compelling thought, rather than grab onto it, get lost in it, or swept away by it, or if it's a difficult thought, rather than push it away or repress it, observe the thought and release it. Remain detached and calm. You are not your thought. The thought is a thing of its own. Gently release it, let it go, and return to your point of attention, the breath. Practice letting go of anything that isn't the breath, anything that isn't essential. Memories, plans, emotions, and fantasies aren't necessary in this moment. Right now, we're practicing strengthening our concentration, strengthening our awareness of the breath. We recycle the same thoughts, patterns, and stories out of habit. They often do no more than clutter up our minds. So practice letting go over and over. Breathe into this moment. Let go of this moment. Breathe into this moment. Let go of this moment. Notice where your mind is and bring it back to the breath. Let go of thoughts, sounds, sensations, and anything that distracts you. Let go as if you're holding on to a balloon and watch across the sky. If there's any physical discomfort, try to relax into the area without resistance, as resistance enhances pain. Let go of your instinct to push discomfort away. The more we can relax and accept what's happening in our bodies, the more we're able to soften into whatever comes up for us physically. Practice non-resistance, allowing any discomfort you experience to be. Noticing that most of what we experience arises and passes. Relax your body into this moment. Relax into this breath. Letting go of our thoughts and feelings in meditation offers us practice for real life. We love to feel in control. It's in our nature to hold on and control everything we can. Sometimes we don't have choices in life, though. So rather than creating more pain through clinging and resistance, we can accept the reality as it is and let go. Through your day, practice letting go. Each time you find yourself disturbed or irritated, take a few breaths and ask yourself, if I can't change this, can I let it be? Can I let it go? Can I practice accepting reality as it is in order to preserve my peace of mind? Watch how it affects your state of mind and body tension. Letting go can be the most loving thing we can do for ourselves. Practice it and notice how freeing it can be. And as the practice finishes, gently wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing your attention back to the room. Notice how the freeing act of letting go makes you feel. Now slowly, open your eyes. Congratulations on completing day 12 of the 21 Days of Calm. Have a great day, and I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for day 13, where we'll be doing a little inquiry into that which brings us balance and nourishment.